NHLPA's decision not to opt out early of the current collective bargaining agreement is bringing renewed hope that the NHL is in line for a prolonged stretch of labor peace. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Rick Ellington. The good news coming from yesterday's announcement that the NHL's players union will not opt out early of the current labor deal is that the next three seasons are guaranteed to be played without interruption. The potentially even better news is that there continues to be guarded optimism that a three-year extension to the deal can be reached that would stretch the agreement through the 2024-25 season. It's clear that both the players and the league sense there is positive momentum in the game right now, which is one reason why neither side appears ready for the potential of a work stoppage. The league, of course, decided not to opt out early themselves at the start of Labor Day weekend. Meanwhile, one thing that is catching my eye during this entire process of the negotiations and potential opt-outs is the number of young players getting involved in the labor talks. Connor McDavid is being praised for his proactiveness with regards to the negotiations, while the Stars' Jason Dickinson is serving as a team's union rep as he enters just his second full-time season in the league. Getting young players more involved is important because whatever terms that are eventually reached as part of any collective bargaining figure to affect them more than the veterans who usually sit at the negotiating table. You knew Odell Beckham Jr. was going to look to make a statement in his return to MetLife Stadium last night, and he made his presence known well throughout the Browns' win over the Jets last night. In addition to another spectacular one-handed catch, OBJ scored a career-long touchdown catch. Of course, it's never just on-field exploits that earned Beckham his headlines. He did have to leave the field during the Browns' first drive after referees noticed he wasn't wearing an improved helmet visor. Oakley, prior to the season, signed on to sponsor helmet visors, but the gold one that Beckham was wearing hadn't been okayed. Meanwhile, Beckham did not appear to wear a watch during the game after talking to NFL officials last week. He did wear a different timepiece during warmups, though, from the $200,000 version he wore during week one. The one last night is worth a reported $2 million. Don't really have anything to say there, just kind of shaking my head in astonishment. Yankees fans, beginning with tonight's game against the Angels, will have the option of ordering concessions from their seats in Yankee Stadium and picking them up at two designated locations. Postmates is behind the on-demand delivery and pickup system, and the company hopes to add more pickup locations in the ballpark next season. The company last month launched in Dodger Stadium, which would make them certainly an interesting onlooker to see if those two teams could meet in the Fall Classic. A couple bits of internal news to close with. The annual SVJ Game Changers Conference is taking place in New York today. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert and Maverick CEO Sint Marshall will be among the headline speakers at the event, while the full class of Game Changers will be honored. I personally would love to hear what WWE Women's Champ Becky Lynch has to say, but I have to wait to get the Cliff Notes version when everyone returns back to our Charlotte offices later this week. Meanwhile, nominations are still being accepted through the end of this week for our new Voices Under 30 program. If you know someone that deserves to be noticed, or even if you are one of those people, please let us know. That's your Buzzcast for Tuesday. Hope you have a great day.